Johnny looked at the crowd again. Nobody came forward. Nobody moved. Eerie. There they were across the park, about 100 yards away. He could make out 3 coordinators. They were also just standing there, as though rooted. They looked like people with a gun trained on them. An outdoorsman's instinct caused him to whirl and look back of the plane, back toward the tumbled ruin 200 yards behind his ship. 3 running figures were racing toward him, blast rifles held low. They were gray. They were about the size of men. They wore big faceplates. Tallneps. They were closing the distance, fast, only 75 yards away. Johnny started to grab for his belt gun and realized he was holding the AK-47. He crouched, cocked the weapon, and sent a spray of fire at the figures. They checked as though surprised. Then they began rushing at him in a crouching run. The AK-47 slugs had not halted them. Tallneps. What did he know about tallneps? He had read the Cyclo manual only a few days ago. Eyes. They were half blind and without faceplates, couldn't see. He fumbled with the single shot lever. They were strung out. The nearest was now only 50 yards, the farthest about 60. Johnny dropped to one knee. He sighted. He squeezed off at the farthest one's faceplate. He shifted to the second. He sighted on the faceplate. He fired. It had taken too long. The leading one was almost upon him. Fangs. Faceplate. No time to fire. Johnny leaped up and slammed the butt of the AK-47 into the tallneps face. He completed the movement with a slash of the barrel. The tallnep didn't go down, but he swerved. Poison. Fangs. Mustn't get too close. Johnny leaped backward, shifting the rifle to his left hand and drew his belt blast gun. He fired and fired at point-blank range. The force shots pounded the tallneps to the ground. Johnny walked nearer, still firing. The blast pistol was literally pounding the tallneps into the ground. Geysers of dust blurred the view. He hadn't had the handgun on flame, but the sheer force of it had knocked the tallneps out. The faceplate was shattered. The strange eyes were glazed and rolled up into the head. Obviously, knocked out. The others, where were they? One was running off toward the high, ruined palace, obviously unable to orient himself. The other one was making his way back to something in the tumbled wreck of a building. Johnny could see the bright nose of a small craft jutting from its hiding place in a rubble cavity. That one was trying to get back to a ship. Johnny leaped up to the cockpit and pulled a blast rifle out of its rack, throwing the AK-47 aside. Back on the ground, he knelt, steadied himself, and fired a single, well-aimed shot at the tallneps trying to get to his ship. No effect. Johnny threw the switches to flame and maximum. The tallneps was inside the ruin, almost to his ship. Johnny sighted and squeezed the trigger. The tallneps erupted in a pillar of fire. Swinging to the other one, Johnny sighted in and squeezed off. A flash as the bolt struck, and then a blast of fire as the tallneps' own rifle exploded. Johnny peered at the ship. Nobody else in it, apparently. He looked down at the tallneps at his feet. From insignia, he must be an officer.